Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. As a spiritual regression therapist, spirit releasement therapist, and medium, I help my clients to break free of karmic behaviors and limiting beliefs impacting their lives. This free podcast takes you behind the scenes in sessions with my clients as they experience regression sessions and celestial healings, as they access the wisdom of their sub and superconscious mind and witness the unfolding story of their soul. I hope this podcast provides you with inspiration and insights that can be applied to your life. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This week we are going on a journey through the eternal mind stream of our great friend, Miles. Now, Miles is Maggie's life partner, Megan Jones's life partner, and together they have featured in many episodes on this podcast. If you haven't listened to any of Miles's journeys through his past lives yet, then you may want to go back and listen to them after you listen to this episode, because some of the things that you'll hear in this episode are going to make a lot more sense. As I said, when we do past life regression, future life progression, and visiting lifetimes on other non-Earth-based locations, everything actually integrates together. We understand our soul's journey through the greater jigsaw puzzle of our lifetimes. So to catch you up, Miles has been seeking questions like all of our guests as to his purpose in this incarnation. He had a special affinity with nature, and we discovered a Native American lifetime. The tree is very special and significant to Miles. We found and cured an allergy from this Native American lifetime. And we also had a period of time where Miles had been told by Archangel Michael that he was to no longer astral travel in his sleep. He needed to take a break from it. Miles' main spirit guide is Archangel Michael. And as I work with Archangel Michael in almost every single session, we have a great banter going on, a three-way banter between myself, Miles, and Archangel Michael. So I always particularly enjoy doing sessions with Miles because we have a great laugh. So in this lifetime, these two lifetimes, we are going to learn some more of the pieces of the puzzle that are going to make things make so much more sense for Miles in terms of what he's here to do, what abilities he's had on life to other lifetimes, and why certain things are important for him in this lifetime. So going to what we call starseed lifetimes, other non-Earth-based lifetimes, is important for Miles in this session today because it pieces the components together for him. So again, I recommend you go back to the Miles and Maggie season, which was at the end of season 2 of the podcast, and listen to the episodes with Miles. They're really, really fascinating episodes, and we do have a lot of laughs with them. So let's get into this episode and see where Miles's eternal mind stream takes him in terms of non-Earth-based locations. I know you'll enjoy this episode. So I'm going to invite Galactic Guide to step forward, as well as any of the angels, including Archangel Michael, if this is appropriate. And I want you to hold out your left hand and see who takes it. I'm asking that the Galactic Guide make themselves present. Does it feel warm, Miles?
It feels warm. I'm just enveloped in whitish blue light. It's circular. It almost, like, the area I'm in, circular, almost reminds me of, like, a crown. And I don't see anyone. I'm holding out hand and I don't see anyone or anything. It's just white light.
And
whitish, bluish hue.
Yep. Because a galactic language is quite difficult to pronounce, often it's difficult to find this spirit guide's name. So, galactic friend, thank you for coming today. I would like you to choose a human name that would appeal to Miles, that he can call you just for the purpose of this session. We understand that it's not your real name, but just for the purpose of this session, how can we respectfully address you? Are you getting anything, Miles?
I'm getting
Glenn? Okay. Glenn will do for today.
Like a GL kind of tone.
That's fine.
Not coming through clearly.
That's fine. That will do for today. Galactic spirit guide friend, could you just indicate with a knowing or a sensation for Miles that you're happy with this? So send a positive energy sign of some sort. Nice warm feeling. Yes.
I'm feeling the light kind of change colors a little, just like a blink, if you will.
Blink, yeah, blink's perfect.
I'm going to assume blink for yes.
So yes. Now, I just want to check in at the same time. Do we have Archangel Michael or any of the angels beside us at the moment? They may not choose to step forward, but I just want to see if they're there. Do you sense them at all?
I get a sense of entities here that I can't see them.
That's all right. That's fine. They're just letting us know that they're in the background. Generally, what happens, Miles, that if they wish for us to proceed directly to the galactic lifetime, they will let the galactic member stand forward first, okay? I just want to get an understanding, and maybe one of the angels can just be an interpreter for a moment. Angel, can you confirm that you would like Miles to go with this whitish blue light now to the galactic lifetime? Is that your wish today?
Yes.
What I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you have ability to fly. However you want to imagine that, your eagle wings, your angel wings, whatever you like, and you can float and drift off following that whitish blue light. Okay, so it's as though you're floating and you're just simply following or being part of the whitish blue light. What you're going to do is float away and drift away. And there's no such thing as time where we're going. So you can travel unimaginable distances in an instant. So can you see how to follow this light?
Yes. The light's kind of a ball now. It was like engulfing the whole room. And I transformed into a similar ball and following it. I just see kind of lights and things going by us really fast. It reminds me of like Star Wars light travel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're traveling at light speed now. Hyperdrive, yeah, initiating hyperdrive, beautiful. Let me know when you get to your destination today.
we're here. Everything is opened up. It's like a sky and lots of light. Very sun.
Are you on the surface or above, floating above still?
Floating above.
And is it possible for you to go onto the surface? What is the surface made of, like in comparison to Earth?
A similar canvas, very wet, lots of moisture. I guess there's places on Earth similar, like moss covered, almost like a rainforest, very damp.
All right. And so if it's permittable, I'd like you to take yourself down to the surface and step into this lifetime as your former self, current self, and take on the energetic representation that you had, whether it be having a body or not having a body, being an energy form of some sort. And let me know how you transform and what you sense of yourself.
Drifted down, followed the blue light, and it went like into a mossy area at the base of a tree. And following it, and we're like inside it now. Tree and the dirt. And I can feel everything around me. It's very connected.
So what form do you take? How would you describe yourself?
It's difficult to explain.
Are you small? Like the small size of an ant or a fairy, or large like a human or a medium size, like an animal?
No. It feels like I'm connected to the planet, but I feel myself outside of it. And it's like I'm starting to see a body now. I can feel the connection of everything. Very hard to explain. It's like I'm one
with everything.
The planet. Like I can tell things to like move, grow, change, alter. And I can tell that it has connections of its own. It's kind of hard to explain. Magical. Helpful.
Are you there on assignment? Like you're there to do a job?
Yes. That would probably be the more helpful than what I would look like. It's more like a druid, I guess, would be the closest thing I could explain. I'm there just to guide and nurture the planet area.
That this is a new planet? Or are you there in the early stages of the planet's development? Or
it is young. Not young for people, but young for planets.
Yeah. And I know that time is a different concept there, but if we could put it in human time, how long have you been there helping?
Not long. About 300 years or so.
And what is your specific task
just to nurture the planet and I guess help learn and be able to replicate it. The trees, grass, moss, fungus, all of it's connected. And it has a brain of its own. And you can connect with it. So just trying to learn how to replicate that on planets that are older and maybe dying.
So they all have sentience.
That. Yes.
Which is the same on Earth, really, isn't it? We just don't really act as though it has sentience. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because you said moss, and moss is particularly intelligent, right?
Yes.
And when will you know that your job is done? How will you receive that information? Or what signs will be shown to you?
I'll get orders. I'll be told.
And who will be telling you?
Higher power. Sorry. It's
like a committee.
So many names at once.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a group or someone that goes by many names.
And I'm assuming that this is one of many assignments that you have received.
This is my main assignment. In this time, is the planet's old, but I guess for me, I've lived most of my life on this planet, learning about
it. And in this lifetime, is it just you there doing this job, or are there other beings similar to you who are also there to do specific jobs?
People come and go, but there's no other humanoids, creatures, animals, insects, fish, things like that. But no other people.
So in that case, you don't, in this lifetime, you don't establish relationships or that part of it. It's not an experiential lifetime.
In person, no.
Okay.
I can communicate with other people, but not in person often. It's more solitary. The only intelligent life I would have would be myself, the planet, the feeling I get it is more of the plants communicate more so than the creatures. Very odd concept.
No, I don't think so.
For Earth, because we don't feel that way.
Yeah. Although I think that there is a direct linkage between this and some of the knowledge you may have had in your Native American lifetime, isn't there?
Yes.
And you've shown directly a tree, and we know the tree is symbolic for you, Miles, don't we?
Legit.
So do you feel happy and content on this planet doing this job? What is the feel emotions? And what would you feel if you felt emotions?
Calmness. Appreciation and humility. Humility that even though I know that I live a long time compared to other beings, it's still sure, tiny, just speck in comparison to everything else. Like, for me, I'm living a long time on this planet, but to this planet, it's still a very short while.
Okay. And Miles, we were brought here today for a specific reason, to learn some specific things about you as a soul. What abilities do you have in this location here on this planet that you need to know about as a human on Earth?
This seems like communication. Light travel. And just how to communicate with people. Not physically close. That's the only way that I communicate. It's through telepathy and dreams and my astral travel in this time. It's the only way I could get close to being physically touching someone would be through that travel.
And what does the you of this lifetime wish to impart to Miles about these items that you just mentioned?
That they are gifts. And you do have control. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's telling her that one thing that he had was that there's nobody watching him. And embarrassment can be frustrating, fear of people, but being laughed at isn't the worst thing that could happen. So put yourself out there.
And what do the trees and the plants have to tell you about visibility and making yourself seen?
That it's a connection. So well, the field with that is just that getting in touch with nature will help. Just getting out there and not staying confined. Getting out of your normal, everyday grind and just do something different. And that'll help. Being in touch with nature, with your real self, out in the open will help you shake things up. If you're doing the same thing every single day, things won't change.
And is there some kind of activation that the you of this time would like to give the you of today?
I want to get better in touch with something I already do, and that's feeling. When I'm around someone or walking around, I can just automatically feel how they feel. That's something that I've always been able to do, and the activation he wants to give me is just to trust it more. Not necessarily give it, but just to trust that more and really learn about it, focus on it, and help grow that ability just to really understand that, hey, what you're feeling is usually right. You can feel how other people feel just by being around.
And is there anything else that we need to see or know or witness whilst we're here in this lifetime?
No, nothing else, just that the only thing it's really telling me is just the feeling that it's just be out in nature and just understand it a little more. That everything really is connected. That's really it. That everything's really connected. That this moss can tell this tree, send it water and nutrients and that kind of stuff. It's all connected. Like it had its own brain. One thing I think of that it reminds me of, it's almost like Avatar.
Yep.
Everything's like that movie. That, like it really is for this planet and for Earth as well.
There are a couple of good books that you may, in your present day life, be interested in reading about moss and the connections that trees have in terms of the knowledge and the sentience. All right, Miles, so let's drift away and float away, and I want you to follow that light. And as you're following the light back as though you were going back to where we started, there's going to be an angel or some kind of an energetic being come and intercept and take you to another location and another lifetime. So like a handover, so to speak. Let me know when you sense another light, a different color light or a different shape or energetic being of some sort. If you're not sensing anything, just keep following the original light and it will take you back to where the angels were originally.
I feel like I'm at a place, but it's all I'm seeing is almost like a circle. Just multiple spheres just rotating around each other. Not spheres, but like a gyroscope kind of thing.
So see if you can step into it or put your hand in through it, or how can you get from the observer's position to being in it?
Okay.
Seems like you just found a way in. Did you find a way in?
Yeah, I think so.
Feel
like we're traveling through a tunnel. It's like it's made of water. I'm just following the light to see where it leads. Okay, it's dark. I think I'm where I need to be, but I don't feel any surface around me. It's just black. Almost looks like stars at night. Feel like I'm in an area that I don't really see anything.
So this may be at the very beginning of the creation of a planet, is it?
No, it feels almost like I'm in like something made out of metal, like a ship, but it's almost like it's cloaked, like you can't see it, but it feels almost metallic, but not metal.
So is it a transport device? Made of,
yes, it's in space, but it's weird because I have a feeling that it's like a metallic like substance, but I don't know what it's made of because it's not something I've seen before, and it's
not in your human.
Yes, it's mirroring the things around it. And all about lights bouncing off of everything. So it appears like outside, which is space.
Where is it traveling to?
Right now it's stationary.
No? What is the purpose of this location?
Group of aliens of some sort. I said I can only see outlines because it's like the lights bouncing off of everything in here, even on the inside of the craft. It's like you can't really hardly see anything.
So you may have to sharpen your vision because you're looking with human eyes rather than your eyes of that lifetime.
And it's the feeling I'm getting, it's hard for human eyes to comprehend. The knowledge that's coming to me, it's like the mantis shrimp has more cones in its eyes, and these are colors and things that the human mind can't see or comprehend.
Are you of the same kind of being as these group of people? Not people, sorry, wrong words. Beings that you've seen? Same? Okay. And in your knowing, are you a young being, a medium-aged being, or an old being? Like, is there a... Or is that concept even applicable to this particular type of being?
I would be medium to older.
And are you androgynous or do you have a gender?
No gender.
And is this craft a location for reproduction, for example? Or for experiments, or for learning, or for purely living because you don't have a planet? What is the reason that this craft exists?
And guidance.
Who are you observing?
Other planets?
What's the reason for observing?
Tiptoeing. nudging them in the right direction. Small guidance and protection. Protection from other beings that want to cause harm, and trying to guide them, but like you would a child. You want them to figure out for themselves without giving them the answer.
Mm-hmm. And why do you feel responsible to do this?
The feeling I have is like a why not? Why wouldn't you want to help other people see someone in trouble? Wouldn't you want to help that person, a smaller person picked on by a larger person? Don't you feel compassion?
Cool. Thank you. And the planets that you're watching and guiding, are any of them currently known in our human lexicology?
Earth is one of the planets.
And how do you give this guidance?
Telepathically. Conscience. This is what Earth would call it.
And do you do it with particular individuals? Like, how do you choose who to provide this guidance to?
Who asks?
So people who ask for guidance, you then communicate with them?
Yes.
And there's no restriction on anyone can ask for help and you will respond?
Yes.
And typically get this request for help is like when these humans and other beings are exasperated or like they're giving up or they're flabbergasted, they don't know what to do. Is it that kind of stage or is it much earlier?
Frustration. Would give help at any time, but mostly humans act too late.
Yep. We're not very good at asking, are we?
No.
And usually are you allowed to give us examples of the kinds of guidance? Or have given?
Any and all guidance. Anytime someone would like help. And you hear voices in the back of your mind. Those are other versions of yourself, other beings, entities helping you. When you ask questions, even not out loud, mostly not out loud, don't you hear a response?
Yes.
It comes from somewhere. That would be the examples.
Okay, perfect. So in this lifetime, you're not limited to planetary guidance and nurturing. This is much more specific individual-based guidance, isn't it? It's a contrast.
Yes. Yes, and we can communicate with more than one-on-one. There's not many of us, but we can get messages to several at a time. And we aren't the only beings that are doing this. The message that I want to give to you now I can't get.
Okay, no worries. You've just blocked yourself. That's all right. Just relax into it. Now you are on this.
They have to ask the right questions.
To ask the right questions. Okay. How about give Miles the opportunity to ask himself a question? What does Miles want to know?
Miles wanted to know if this would be similar to God or placement or anything like that. God exists. There is a God. Didn't want people listening to lose faith or anything of that nature. We just like to help.
Thank you for that clarification.
We're not saying that there's no God. We don't want people losing faith because faith is sometimes all people have.
So in a way, you like Santa's elves, right?
Yes.
Sorry, it's not right analogy, but it was the first one that came to mind. Okay.
Aliens can laugh too.
Humor is not just Earth specific. Now, I was wondering, this ability to help is clearly connected into knowing and the desire that Miles has had in his astral traveling at night, which he's been told to stop. Is this kind of the origin of why he feels that need to help?
Yes.
And it's concurrent. Miles needed a timeline. Is this happening in the human now for his brain, or has this already happened? Like, we know everything is concurrent, but if you had to draw a straight line for Miles.
No and yes.
Okay. All right. So I guess what I'm trying to actually get at, to be more specific, is the purpose of him visiting this lifetime today to reassure him that he doesn't need to astral travel because he's already in a role where he's helping human beings. Is that the reason?
And yes.
It's okay, so could you elaborate, please? I'm learning to ask more specific questions here. Could you elaborate, please, on the distinct purpose of showing him this lifetime? What was your main objective?
There are people helping. all he has to do is ask.
So you want him to ask more?
Yes. Well, also, he can fashion travel. It could help him as well as others gain more knowledge. I believe he's ready. Just needed it. Time off. It's not his true purpose, but it can help.
Okay. And is there anything that you wish to activate today? Some kind of ability that you would like him to have in his current lifetime that will assist him?
Yes.
What would you like to do?
I want to give him his gift back. The astral travel. Now, to explain it, it's not anything like what we would do. We're here to give rituals and simply answer questions. The astral travel changes an entire person's feelings when you connect through that way. It's not changing a person's mind, but the way they feel.
Okay. So it's got to do with the empathy, right?
And we're just answering questions. Yes. Empathy, happiness, depression, these emotions can be altered. Their frequencies, vibrations, feelings, and they can be changed. Much regular vibrations, music, notes. They can be hit at different ways and change the sound they make. I want him to know that can happen to him as well as others through this gift. However, this is just a one-on-one change. As I mentioned earlier, we can communicate with multiple people at a time. This is just one-on-one. So it's can't change the world. This is not a gift that's going to affect multiple people's free will. It's not world changing. Just one person.
One person. Okay, we got that. One person. So if this is not part of Miles's purpose in this lifetime, but it is one of his gifts, are you giving this back because it will help him with his life satisfaction, his confidence? Is that part of the reason that you're giving it back? Because I felt like he's felt robbed recently, so to speak. Is that why you're doing this?
Yes.
Oh, poor Miles. We didn't mean to rob you. We were just giving you a rest. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to communicate with Miles today?
No.
Right. And your wise insight, do you know if Miles will be going to another lifetime or is he to return to the Archangels?
He's to return.
Thank you so much for your time today. Okay, Miles. I want you to look over and thank yourself of this other lifetime and to drift and float away. And our good mate, Michael, is waiting for you when you float on over to his location. So just follow the light, follow the energy, and our mate Michael is waiting for you. You just need to look for him, feel him. I feel like he's got a joke for you. Okay, you're smiling, so I think you found that right.
I was laughing, saying that Glenn's not his name.
What is it then?
He's not telling me that's the joke.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Michael. What are we here to do now?
Just being happy, knowing that even higher beings like jokes. Even the joke in itself is a lesson that sometimes you don't need to know everything in order to get the message. He just came up with a first name that came to his head that was funny. And he said, Glenn. Yeah, sure, my name's Glenn. And Michael's just like snickering the whole time. That's not your name.
Good one.
But even still a lesson within a lesson that names aren't as important as the message and the gifts and things that people bring. Sometimes the best gifts are given without their names. When gifts are given without needing recognition, that's when they're more honest. I'm just being enveloped and just feeling like drowning me for getting the message.
Hey, Miles, just absorb it and enjoy.
And he says, and you too. Me, Katish.
Yeah, I got it because I got a big grin on my face.
Hat on the back. It's nice to get that know of how small and insignificant things can be in a cosmic, global, spiritual space. Knowing how large things are, it's nice that you can still get those pats on the back, right? Reinsure.
You are not insignificant, Mark.
Oh no. Just how small.
I know. He's always there for you.
Galactic scale.
I know. All right, what else does he want to do today? Does he want to impart anything or give you anything else, or are we done? We're just conscious of not tiring you out.
No. He's saying that we're done, but I'm not done.
You're not done.
What I'm supposed to do.
Funny that.
Like, waving that finger at me like, Miles. How many times do I have to tell? Isn't this a pet peeve you have with your kids? You tell them to do something. I'm again. And then they don't do it. Okay.
Can you ask Michael if, because we do have a little bit of time left, I can do. Is it beneficial we can finish? If you imagine mentally dividing this session now, we've ticked off the starseed lifetimes. Is there something, Michael, that is in Miles's Earth-based past lives that we need to go to today to help him unblock this hesitance, reluctance, visibility issue so that we don't have to come back up here again and keep coming back up and getting the same message? How can I be of service is what I'm asking.
You've already done what you need to do. This was it. Having these gifts given to him, this message should open him up. This activation, if you will, is what he needs.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, so it's
lasciousness.
Well done. All right. Thank you, sir. Miles, it's time to float away. Time to float away and drift away. I know you don't want to go. I know the fun is too short.
Wow. That one felt draining.
Didn't it? No, it doesn't for me, but afterwards it hits me like a lead balloon. It's a short amount of time, but actually the galactic travel is very energy draining. So that's why they're usually not 2 hours. They're like about bang on an hour.
Wow.
So how was that in comparison to what your expectations or your fears were?
Different. Eye-opening.
Did it answer the questions that you had?
It did, yes. From the very beginning, from our first session. I think that's what I was looking for. You got to ask the right questions.
Do, and it's good for me too, because I often don't ask very specific questions and expect a very specific response, and it's you've got to refine that question to get the answer that you want. And I think that, like, the human frustration is we just say, help, and they're like,
and?
And you're just like, oh, fuck it. I know it's there anyway. I don't mean anything. I'm just too small. And they're like, you asked, and now you're going to leave me hanging? Oh. Yeah. So that was good for everybody, and especially everyone listening, is to be very specific and intentional with your questions, and you will receive very specific and intentional answers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, even now after it's done, it's like I can feel what the message was, and it's almost like more download and more download. That was a lot to take in.
Just let it sit. It'll take a couple of days for it to just really sit in. But I thought it was a nice pair with all of our sessions, actually. And I'm slowly transcribing all the sessions, and you'll be able to look back and just actually see how it all ties in. And I guess for me, it was good to get that astral travel resolved. Because that was your original question, but you just weren't ready for the answer. Yeah. You had to allow space.
And it's almost like after these sessions, it's like everything floods back, almost like it's a memory or like a dream kind of thing. And you get certain feelings about it. And so I feel like the one of the reasons why I was taken away wasn't necessarily that it was such a bad thing, but it's so that I understand that's not the purpose. And what I was thinking about was it's one person at a time. Like, but how many people do your podcast reach and people communicating things on social media and stuff like that? Even people with not a lot of followers, it's still more than one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So
that's not your true purpose. And here's why.
Yeah.
You spend full night astral traveling and maybe help one person, but your message, your healing, this podcast could be helping several countless people.
And that's a virtual after, yeah? Only one person can consume a video at one time, but that same video can be shown to thousands of people.
Absolutely.
It's about the connection at a one-on-one level, but then the universe will spread it for you so that you don't have to go traveling to do that. You can, I guess, use the astral traveling wisely, intentionally,
yeah,
and as a, like a special thing rather than an obligation.
Absolutely.
Like a treat for yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than that feeling that I got that when you were told not to do it anymore, it was like, but I'm not helping anyone. And they're just showing you that I feel like that you can still do it if you like. You've been given more, a different and equally effective way to do it in this lifetime. And it's up to you whether you step into it or not.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that, my friends, is the end of this week's episode. I hope that you found this episode interesting. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you'd like to investigate your own eternal mind stream, then head on over to katish.com, click on the booking button, book your own session on the calendar, and then fill in the intake form. I can't wait to help you thread together the pieces of your soul in all of its wondrous, glorious, fascinating, interesting lifetimes. Until next week, namaste. Thank you. Are you feeling weighed down by negative energy that doesn't feel like your own? Are you struggling to move forward in life despite your best efforts? Hi, I'm Katish Haberfield, and as a spirit releasement therapist, I can help you release those attachments and reclaim your power. Whether it's a past life connection, a spiritual entity, or an emotional cord, I can help you identify and release those energies that are holding you back. Book with me today and start living the life you deserve. Visit katish.com for more information.